Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special guest. Today's guest is none other than somebody I've had my eye on for years, and not in that way. But this man has done amazing things in his career, and I'm really excited to have him on the show today. So his name is Dustin. He is the Chief Wealth Evangelist at WealthFit, a company disrupting the financial education space and leading ordinary people to lives of wealth. Along with many best-selling books, Dustin is the host of the popular Get WealthFit show. He has interviewed and shared the stage with athletes, business celebrities, movie producers, and titans of business such as Danica Patrick, Cal Ripken Jr., Kevin Harrington, Robert Kiyosaki, Jesse Itzler, Shannon Miller, Dave Meltzer, and many others. Dustin's ventures have been featured by Forbes, Entrepreneur, USA Today, and Inc. magazine. He also received recognition by the United States Patent and Trademark Office for codifying a process for creating and selling products and service, irresistible offer architecture. So Dustin Matthews has also created, I got to share all these with you because this is so impressive and exciting and gives you some context as to some of the magnitude that this man has accomplished. He has written and co-written books with Dan Kennedy, a personal favorite of mine in the business and marketing space. He has co-written a book called The No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations, New Rules of the Game, How to Get Rich Working for Free, The Ultimate Success Secret, co-written with Dan Kennedy, and a foreword with Bill Glazer, another marketing guru who is just amazing. The ROI Networking Secrets Revealed, and that one has an introduction by J. Conrad Levinson. So if you're familiar with the Guerrilla Marketing series, then you'll definitely know who that is. Success Tweets for Speakers and Information Marketers, as well as Secrets of the World's Most Potent and Persuasive Marketing Messages, and that's another Dan Kennedy co-written book. And then as well as The Secrets of the Real Estate Millionaires with an intro by John Assaraf. So this man, I'm super excited, so help me welcome to the show, Mr. Dustin Matthews!
Winston, I am fired up because I'm sitting in the same room with you. Man, your energy level is like through the roof, and I definitely appreciate you bringing it. And so you call me out if I'm not matching or exceeding your energy level, which I think will be hard, but nonetheless, excited to be here and ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to be on the show and share with our listeners. This is a cash flow episode. So here at Find Your Flow, we look at mind flow, body flow, spirit flow, social flow, and cash flow. And although we can talk about all of them, one thing that's really exciting for myself personally is just how much you've done in the financial space, how much you've brought to the table, and I'm really excited. I know that I first heard of you, learned of you through your books and working with Dan Kennedy and building the company known as Speaking Empire, and I know that you recently are doing something very exciting and huge here with the WealthFit podcast and Get WealthFit. Would you share with our listeners how this came about, why you're so excited about it, and how it turned into something so massively successful so fast?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely won't match your tone here because this was an interesting part of my life where you're really talking about like the transition from me running a business called Speaking Empire for 9 years. Really, that was my baby. I co-founded that business and we worked with some of the names that you mentioned, you know, everyday names that you see on TV and you see out in the world to people that you don't know but are speaking and sharing a message with others and getting clients that way. And so I woke up, Winston, and, you know, after 9 years, what really happened was there was a couple signs along the way. And I know you're into a lot of different flows, and I'm starting to appreciate and understand this myself. And so there were signs along the way that I didn't understand and wasn't ready to hear. And what really pushed me over the edge was my grandmother passed away. And that, for the first time in my life, really caused me to slow down. I mean, I have got some babies, and that slowed me down. But nothing is more cathartic or makes you, you know, go inward than death. And some people kind of avoid it like I did early on when I faced it before. But this time I looked inward. It was my grandmother. And she taught me a lot of things in life. And so I didn't plan on it, but I remember getting up at the funeral and I said some words and I just sort of channeled it. And I know you know what that means, and your listeners know what that means. And I just flowed. I just let it kind of just come through me. And I didn't have any plans for that. And so that kind of like that moment of doing it, looking back, like really opened my eyes. So I'm so grateful and glad that I did it and was inspired to do it, because then it made me say, do I want to be on this path a year from now? Which is a weird thing to say as a founder. Like I founded a like the big goal and dream for me was to like cash flow, like get large amounts of cash flow, really like to sell the business and get, you know, money that I can invest and create more cash flow, in keeping with your theme here. And so I woke up and I said, you know what? I don't want to be here in a year. Like I wasn't growing as a person. I wasn't expanding. Those are my big words, growth and expansion. And for me, it wasn't happening. I'd hit a plateau. I was on autopilot. Things were comfortable. And so I talked to my wife, she's an amazing woman, and she knew I should have left like 3 or 4 years like ahead of it, but like, I don't know if it's a guy thing, you know, sometimes it just takes hitting your head. And so anyway, she truly backed me and supported me and just waited for me to come figure it out, and I left. And it was hard, and it was great, because right after that was during the holidays, I remember I was spending time with my boys, I was present. We were building sandcastles in the backyard in St. Petersburg, Florida. I was carving pumpkins. I was baking pumpkin muffins. I like pumpkin stuff. Nice. So I was sharing that with my boys. And I just took time out, and it was great. And I could just unplug. And then January came around, and I got that entrepreneurial itch. I want to go create something. I'm a creator. And so I started calling people. So despite like me not having a business, I still had a coach through all of this to help me like stay on track and like figure out what's going to be my next area in life. And so my coach and my wife, and my coach, I was paying my wife, you know, I didn't have to pay. And she gave me the same advice. I think it's funny. Sometimes it takes that. And so essentially on Dexter's chalkboard, that's my son, I put a list of all the people I had interacted with and I thought were like maybe up doing things. And I just started calling. Some people I wanted to call, some people I didn't want to call, but I called them anyway. Some I got a hold of, some I didn't. And I was really amazed about what was going on in the world, because sometimes as an entrepreneur, you just put your head down and you're not really present to like everything else that's really happening because you're building your thing. And so one of those calls I placed to Than Merrill and Andy Proper, and they told me about WellFit and what was going on. I'm like, man, I really love the vision, the message of the company, because I, Winston, was looking for that big payday and I didn't get it. Like you see like on TV or you read on TechCrunch, you know, big unicorn paydays and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen for me. Now, I made some money and that was great, but I didn't have a financial plan. And so WealthFit's mission is really to empower people to make smarter investing decisions. And so my investing decision in the moment was, I'm going to put everything into this company like so many entrepreneurs here. Just hustle harder, just grind, and you're going to get your big payday. Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't happen for that for a lot of people. Now, of course, you hear all these great stories in the news about, you know, these crazy exits and, you know, founders set for life and all that and instant billionaires. Yeah, that like if statistically that does happen, but for a lot of people, the odds are like stacked against you. You'd be better off going to Vegas and going there. So I resonated with the story, the vision, the mission of WellFit, and said, man, I wish I had been making smarter financial moves, investing along the way, in addition to building. Do both. Like it's an and world, as you talk about. You know, you can have it all. You can create abundance. I just wasn't present to that. And so that's how the whole WellFit story was created. I got their vision. I said, man, I want to come do this. So I moved my family to San Diego from Florida, so coast to coast, and learned like the left coast is the best coast. Now that I'm on that coast, I'm saying that now, which is funny. And so that's how I got in here at WellFit.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's yeah, you said so many neat things that I think are important to just kind of touch back on. Two of your words, growth and expansion, I think is huge. You know, that gives us a real insight into your mindset and some of the principles that have helped you probably become successful in the person you are today. So I think those words are really important. You also pointed out that even while you didn't have a business, when you kind of were taking some time off, you were being very present with your boys, which is something I talk a lot about on my podcast, is, you know, practicing being patient with my family, with my boys, and being able to build stuff while also taking the time to be fully present. So I think that's really amazing. And you also say that you still had a coach while you weren't going through this. So you have your wife who, of course, is by your side and giving you, knowing things that maybe you didn't pick up on. Yeah, I can perfectly totally relate right. to that. I'm married and these things happen. And but you also had somebody who was holding you accountable and working with you to help you move forward in your business and in your life, I'm guessing. And so, and then you did something else that I think is really important to talk about, which is you said you made a list of all the people you'd interacted with and you made calls. You took action. You didn't sit there and hope that things were going to just magically work out and, you know, it was going to fall in your lap. You went after it. You made a plan. You worked after it. You reached out to Than Merrill and Andy Proper, and they were able to share their vision of this WealthFit podcast with you, and it vibed with you, and you took massive action. You literally moved your family across the country to make this happen, and I think that's really an amazing thing. A lot of people don't always understand the sacrifice that you make. You know, they could look at you and say, well, of course it's easy for Dustin. You know, Dustin was already successful. He already had a big successful speaking company. So would you share with us one of the things I really like to point out on this podcast is the journey, right? The behind the scenes. Like you said, you know, we see all the time, yep. The big unicorn payday. That person's yep. done. They'll never have to work again. Oh, that's what we all want, right? We hustle so hard. But you're here saying like, hey, that isn't always the case. Yep. There's more to it. So what, in your opinion and in your professional expertise and experience is – how is this podcast, the WealthFit podcast, contributing to what you're actually doing with your own life and your own investing?
Well, yeah. I mean, one thing I want people to know, like I was extremely depressed because if you started a business, sometimes your ego gets attached to it. So I was Speaking Empire. That was my business. I was the face of it along with another partner in the business. We were the faces of the company. And so when that went away, like I didn't know, like I had been doing that for 9 years and before I was like my own thing. And so I didn't know what to do with myself. So I definitely was depressed, and thankfully for my wife and for my coach, you know, they kept me taking action because I would have been like the pity party, and they made me write that list. And then I was, the perfectionist in me is like, where am I going to write it? There's no whiteboard, I was thinking of all the excuses. Yeah. And so like, I think that's what I call my wife, Mama. Yeah, yeah. She slaps me upside the head and she's like, you got Dexter's chalkboard right there. And so I did it. And I started making calls, and she'd ask me every day, like, did you make calls? And I'm like, I don't want to call this person. And she's like, just call. And so you got to take it. So I want people to know, like, I get it. Like, you see these folks on stage, you see people on TV, and you think, oh, it's just easy for them. And, we all share the human spirit and the human journey. Like, we get depressed, we have emotion. And I very much was that. And so having a good support structure was important. And that's why I'm excited about WealthFit, because like in the year that I left Empire to now, getting behind the podcast that we launched and then also the platform that serves up education, really I've grown and expanded tremendously. And that's the thing that I was lacking at Empire was towards the end, like it was just boring. It was just status quo. I wasn't growing, and I just thrive on that. And I know not everyone's wired my way, but if you're not growing in your life, in certain areas of your life, I think there's a huge opportunity for you, a tremendous opportunity. And so really what we're doing at WealthFit is serving up financial education to people, not just in like, hey, go start a business, but hey, here's how to manage your money better. Here's how to take the money you get from your business and go put it into stocks or oil and gas. And so for me, it's been growth and expansion because I get to go out and talk to the world's best, which is very similar to what I did at Empire, and recruit them and get them here. And I can just see the vision and see and get excited about the courses that they're going to teach that we're going to share with the rest of the world. And so the podcast as well is an opportunity for folks that are like, well, who's WealthFit, to get to know us for free, building value and building relationships and getting people excited about different things like cryptocurrency, if that's your thing, or maybe you do want to go start that Amazon business or whatever it is. That's the foray. And so for me, I'm very fortunate to have found this opportunity because it's very much in alignment with me as a person. I get to grow and expand. And not only that, I get to help others grow and expand, which is truly what I was put on this earth to do, was expose people. And that's not the right word, but introduce people to different ways of learning or different ways of creating, cash flow, to use your term, but really flow in different areas of their life. And so it's very much in alignment, and I'm very fortunate for this opportunity.
That's amazing. Yeah, really exciting. And, you've done the work, obviously. One thing that I think is also really interesting is how, you know, I think when people are looking from the outside, like, okay, there's, you know, Dustin, he's doing this amazing platform. He's got, I mean, you've had amazing guests and people that you've worked with, you know, Than Merrill, as we mentioned, was on the show, you know, Danica Patrick and Robert Kiyosaki, just all these amazing people in the financial space, in, you know, wealth consciousness, wealth fit folks. You know, is this a skill? Because you've built, again, you built Speaking Empire, and now here you are taking WealthFit to amazing heights. Is this something that you were born with? Is this something, you know, you just were born under a lucky star? Did you have to work at this? How can you give us some kind of insight into how that process has been for you? How much of it is what some people might look at you and say, oh, well, he's lucky, or, oh, that's just a natural skill, versus how much of that is stuff that you actually, like, developed consciously?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I, yes, was able to, because I want people, like, I want to be real. Like, I was able to take some of the skills I acquired at Empire, which, Wentz, I don't know if you know this, but I was deathly afraid of public speaking. And in college, I actually found a loophole to get out of it.
Oh.
And so I think it's funny because not only did I go on to become a speaker publicly, and I think the biggest audience I spoke in front of was, you know, over 1,000 people in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And, but, you know, like, that's one thing. But then to now, like, have the gumption to go and train other speakers was an tremendous growth opportunity for me in mindset. And so, yes, I parlayed some of that. The funny thing is I never really interviewed. Like, my other my partner had done all that. So when we would have events and we would do panels, like, he would always do it because he always knew how to get the best out of people. And I'm more of a, like, I want to, at that time, I was more of like, I want to be scripted. I want to, you know, give the message. And so I never really interviewed people. We didn't have a podcast. And so when I got here, they're like, you're doing a podcast. And I'm like, I always wanted to, but I always found an excuse not to. And I know people can know what I'm talking about, right? Like, the things that you avoid. And so, like, it was just part of the responsibility here. And so I had to learn. And so I didn't really know how to interview. So I went out and I started, you know, watching Larry King and listening to his podcast. Tim Ferriss had some hacks around, like, how to interview. And so I was going through a lot of head stuff, like, gosh, am I going to get the best out of this? Like, how am I going to be a great interviewer? Like, what if this really bombed? Like, all the typical stuff that people go through. But I took action. I was very fortunate. I went out and got education, which obviously we're big believers in at WealthFit. You're a big believer in that. And just personally. And so I went out there. And then I, at some point, like, I prepared, but I just had to jump, right? I had to make that. And the first couple shows I did, I don't think we're that great. Some people said they were good. And I've gotten that rhythm and that cadence. And I think that's a theme in my life that I want to share with others is I've been very fortunate to find opportunities that are crazy chaotic. And I think back to when I met Than or the second time I really, you know, hung out with Than and did some business stuff with him. I slept on his couch. That's the real story. I slept on his couch during a product launch. And for those of you who don't know product launch, it's basically 2 weeks of, like, chaos, staying up late at night, editing copy, figuring out technical stuff, this online product launch stuff. And I was very fortunate because that was chaotic. The time before that where I met Than was at Foreclosures Daily, and this was a startup company, and it was like wild, wild west. Everyone was getting rich in real estate. Like, you could just say real estate and you'd get rich. Like, that, you know, for those of you that have that time reference, like, that was back in, you know, before the crash of 2007, 2008. And so, like, we were scaling like wildfire. And so if you can find opportunities that make you super uncomfortable and give you a lot of reps, man, and no matter where you're at, like, if you want to be a better yoga instructor, like, go sign up to be, you know, to do a bunch of classes in a short amount of time, because it's that experience that is, like, I believe, the ultimate teacher. You can prep and read books and listen to podcasts, but until you go out there and have your muscles, like, feel it and experience it, it's a different game. And if you can find those opportunities, those are great. And that's what's really helped me succeed is studying and prepping and then just going out there and doing it.
Yeah, that's huge. I love that. I love that you point out the phrase you just said, find something that makes you super uncomfortable and do lots of reps of it. And that is very much a big piece of, for me, getting into the flow experience. And what I try to share is, I find it applies to many different things because at the reps, it is that muscle memory where it becomes automatic, right?
Yep.
You don't have to think about it. You get into the flow state and you can just go with it. And so to be able to systematize that in a way where you can get into the flow is a big part of what I try to bring to the show and to all the things that we do here. So I really appreciate that.
So let me. I want to jump in here and give you. You mentioned Danica Patrick as one of the people we interviewed. I'm becoming more conscious of flow, and so before it was just like hustle hard, and you know you'll get what you want. And now I'm understanding like power versus force. You talk about that,
yeah, a little bit.
It's a great, book. So like you know, oftentimes entrepreneurs and go-getters, they just want to pummel through things. So that's using. That's using force, but power is like getting in flow, being present. And so back to the Danica thing. So I reached out to her because we wanted to get her for the show, and this was all about being in flow. I actually was going to a conference where Maria Sharapova and Danica were speaking, and I'm like, great, they want media, they're there, I'm going to be there. So I reached out, and I was focused on Maria because I'm a tennis player.
Okay.
So Maria. And then like a week or two before, I'm like, I haven't even tried to get Danica. I should do that. So I reach out. I did a little research. I email her book because she's got a book coming out, which is a great thing if you're trying to get guests. They become really motivated when a book is coming out and would do things they normally wouldn't do because they want to move books. And so look for those opportunities. Charities are another thing too. And so I reached out, and the book person said, you know what? We're not at that event. We're her book PR agent. You need to talk to her, like, event PR person. I'm like, okay, this is a new world to me. And I'm like, okay, great. And so I reached out to Elizabeth, was her name, and I said, hey, here's the opportunity. I'm going to be there. And so it was amazing how it all aligned. So essentially, I reach out to the book person. She forwards the email to Elizabeth. Elizabeth gives, you know, we get on the phone call. I explain what we're up to and what we're doing, and she's like, yes. And I was like, holy moly, that just happened. And like, it just was all in flow. And like, it was so easy. Like, I had the idea pop in finally, and it all just happened, unfolded. Now, not to say when I got there, it was all easy. When I got there, Elizabeth had forgotten about me, which I get. Like, she interacts with 100 people. And she's like, oh, I thought you were going to call in by phone. I'm like, no, you remember we had that conversation? And she's like, oh, yeah. And she's like, okay, let me go talk to Danica. And I'm like, okay. She's like, she comes back and she's like, okay, I can get you 8 minutes. She's like, you got your stuff? I'm like, I can. I'll go get it right now. And so it just happened, was in the green room. We did it and make it flow. And that was like, that really amazed me about the power of just like being in flow. You know, I was trying to like Maria, like what am I going to do to get her attention? And then I just pivoted and got in flow and that happened. And it just blew my mind.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's exactly what I love to hear, because I think that that is such a big part of a lot of it that doesn't always get talked about. You know, it's like, oh, just these. I mean, like even you being here. You know, again, I pointed out early on at the beginning of the podcast, you know, I knew of Dustin from his books and his, you know, work with Dan Kennedy and The Speaking Empire. And then one day I'm at work here in San Diego on the West Coast, and I see this guy, and I'm like, man, that guy looks familiar. And, you know, I just keep walking by where he's at, and he's busy, and like, you know, and I was like, man, how do I know this guy? Like, and I stopped him, and I think I asked, I was like, hey, do you know Henry Evans, who's a friend tour of mine, a friend mentor I've looked up to for years and has really helped me out with my businesses? And he's like, yeah. And, you know, it's just like, and then I put it together. It's like, oh, this is Dustin Matthews. Like, hey, welcome. You know, so excited. This is amazing. Right. And you actually moved from the West Coast, East Coast, as you mentioned. And you brought somebody from your team that you'd already worked with, who I know, a lady by the name of Lisa, who, you know, serendipitously, coincidentally, I was in a mastermind group with Henry, and Dustin brings her from literally across the country, not in the same state, not into the same city, not in the same office building, into the same floor of the same office building, right across from where I sit. So how – I know you said that you know, you are in the flow. You understand these kind of spiritual laws in a sense, and the spiritual flow and cash flow and all these coincidences. How do you see these things play out in your life, or what kind of things do you feel that – I mean, you just mentioned a great one, which is what made me think of it, is like these kind of coincidences or like these small pivots, or like you just got the sense that like, hey, by making this small shift, all of a sudden this magical thing opened up for you that otherwise might not have happened.
Yeah, one of my favorite things, if you haven't seen it, or you know, people listening into it haven't seen it, is Steve Jobs' commencement speech, where he's talking about connecting the dots backwards. And so sometimes we don't know, I'll give kind of a little summation here, but it's really good. Sometimes you don't know, like going and taking in the a little preview here of it, going and taking a calligraphy or a topography class. He did that in college, right? And so like, you know, the Mac is famous for design and that. And so like in the time, like he's like, you know, and his parents are saying, like, why are you taking this class? And, like, you don't know, but, like, you've got this intuition, you've got this gut, like, I just need to do it. Mm-hmm. Kind of what just popped in my head, too, when I was in school, I went to Florida State, I was big into philosophy. And so I actually went to go, like, I'm going to be a major. My parents are like, no, you're not. And I'm like, okay. But I would go sit in on lectures on philosophy. And it's funny because and then I've departed from that for a long time. Now I'm really into Stoicism. And it's like come full circle. So there was like that seed there, and I let it go and didn't pursue it. And now it's kind of come full circle. And so I think coincidences, you might not realize them in the moment. However, the more that you can get in tune, the more that you can journal, the more that you can set goals or intentions, whatever you call them, they will become more aware, like, hey, there's something here. And if you can just like slow yourself down, this has been my big thing. If I can just slow down to at least observe, like, I'm going to be better off. Whereas before, it's like, I don't have time to slow down. Like, you know, that was my mindset. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as people get older, you know, you don't hustle in the same way. You work smarter. I mean, this is the thing that I'm starting to realize is you use your power versus your force. And so it's interesting because I think when you're younger, your warrior mentality, and you take a lot of action. And then as you get older, you realize, you know, there's a benefit to that, but there's also a cost to that. And you spin yourself, you know, ragged, essentially. And so I am more conscious now of these opportunities, little incidences in life. And I don't always realize them at the time. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, that's why. And it's funny, like, you know, here I am back with Thane. I didn't know what that relationship was going to be like, you know, you with, you know, Lisa, I didn't even know about you. Now I got to know about you. And so it's just funny. And that's why I always adopt one of my things that I am big on is like, I never burn a bridge. Now, I should take that back. I have burned bridges because I was young and rash and not smart and let the emotions get the best of me. But generally, for most of it, like, I never burn bridges because you just never know how it's going to come back. And it's crazy. It's starting to come full circle now. Like, people that I met at Empire are now bringing me guests for the show or making connections for me. And I didn't know at the time, like, how to best serve them. And it necessarily wasn't for me to serve them, but to allow them to come back into my life and make an introduction, and they get great fulfillment out of it. And so all I can say is just be present, slow it down, you know, so that you can recognize those opportunities.
That's huge. That's massively huge. The slow it down, I think, is something that definitely resonates with me because, yeah, having been an entrepreneur, a solopreneur for so many years, the speed thing is like, just nonstop, you know, 20 burning the candle at both ends and like that whole thing. So, yeah, I can certainly appreciate that. I think that's great advice to be able to slow down and get in that speed and be able to recognize these kind of things as they come full circle. So that's huge, Dustin. I really appreciate, you know, everything you share with us. I know that you're a busy, busy guy. You got lots of things going on here with the company. And so for people that are trying to learn more about growing their wealth, their wealth fitness, I know you've got the podcast and the websites getwealthfit.com and wealthfit.com. Can you just give us a little bit of an idea what people will find when they get there and how they can maybe get involved or learn? You know, I know you guys have some amazing information products and trainings on how people can really develop their wealth skills. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. The big thing I would say, if you're just getting to know me or WealthFit or even just new to like this wealth consciousness or, you know, what are some ways to make your money work for you versus working for money and you want to do both, I would say start with the podcast, the Get Wealth Fit Show, and you can check that out at getwealthfit.com. And what's interesting is, you know, maybe you're more on the flow side. You're going to hear from some people that are more on the flow side. Maybe you need something a little more tactical, like, hey, I want to like get into oil and gas, if that's your thing, and get some tax credits or benefits from that. There's a show. So it's, you know, you can for sure consume it as an encyclopedia. However, an encyclopedia generally, for those that can remember encyclopedias, I should say. You generally go and you know, whatever mood you're in that day or that week, you go and you can find that there. So I think that's really interesting. And if you want to go further, what's what's coming for the rest of the world, and we're really excited about, is wealthfit.com. And that essentially is like the Netflix of wealth creation courses. So if you want to brush up some skills and go more step by step, how do I get into investing in stocks, or how do I get into Forex, or how do I start an Airbnb business? That is more tactical, whereas the podcast is more introductory, introducing you to folks. But if you want to check that out, that's at wealthfit.com. There are amazing resources there. And it's because we subscribe to, let's provide a ton of value to the universe, to our audience, to people out there. Let's build relationships online. And so we do that through podcasts, through articles, through just resources we give out there. And we know that it's coming back to us through memberships and just all the different things. And so you're at a very interesting opportunity because we're giving away what a lot of people charge for to build relationships and massive value. And so if that sounds interesting to you, you can definitely check that out at wealthfit.com. And there is actually a free Money 101 course on the site. So if you're brand new, or even if you are wealth savvy, it's always good to revisit the foundational elements to creating wealth in your life. And so there is a course on there from our founder Andy Proper that really walks through and will open your eyes, especially if you've never heard of a wealth accelerator account. So be sure to check that out on wealthfit.com.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. I can't wait to pick up my copy of that. So the free Money 101 course on the site by Andy Proper. Very, very exciting. That's at wealthfit.com. And be sure to subscribe to his podcast, which I have, and gave it 5 stars because it was just really awesome. And I'm excited because, as you guys know, I'm a student of the game and of wealth and cash flow. So Dustin, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. I appreciate your time and your expertise and sharing your experience with us and just everything that you've done and are doing to spread your knowledge and wisdom and wealth investing information and the guests that you bring on are really amazing. So thank you, Dustin. Really appreciate you being here. And so with that, everybody, listeners, thank you for tuning into the show. And until next time, my friends, be flowing.